ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 19th January 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, टू रिमेंबर अ कॉर्पोरियल बॉडी इज टू बी एलिमेंट, दैट इज इविल स्पिरिट कॉन्शियस, बिकॉज बॉडीज आर मेड ऑफ द फाइव एलिमेंट्स। यू हैव टू बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस एंड रिमेंबर द वन बॉडीलेस फादर। क्वेश्चन, what is the most elevated task that only the father carries out? Answer, to make the whole tamopradhan world satopradhan and constantly happy is the most elevated task that only the father carries out. Because of this elevated task, his memorials have been made very great. Question, which two terms hold the secrets of the whole drama? Answer, worthy of worship and a worshipper. When you are worthy of worship, you are the most elevated. Then you become the middle and then the lowest. Maya changes you from being worthy of worship into worshippers. Song, the flame has ignited in the gathering of moths. Om Shanti. God sits here and explains to you children that human beings cannot be called God. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have images, but they too cannot be called God. The residence of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is higher than theirs. He alone is called Prabhu, Ishwar, Bhagwan, etc. When people call out, they are unable to see a subtle or corporeal form in front of them. This is why they call the form of a human being God. Even when they see a sannyasi, they say that he is God, but God himself explains. Human beings cannot be called God. Many people remember incorporeal God a lot. Those who have not adopted gurus or our small children are also taught to remember the Supreme Soul. However, they are not told which Supreme Soul they should remember. They do not have an image in their intellects. At a time of sorrow, they call out, O Prabhu, no picture of a guru or deity appears in front of them. Although they have adopted many gurus, when they say, O God, they do not remember their guru. Even if they do remember their guru and call him God, he is still a human being who takes birth and dies. Therefore, this means that they are remembering a body made of the five elements, which are called the five evil spirits. A soul is not called an evil spirit. So, that is worshipping the elements. Their intellects, yoga, is diverted to the body. If they consider a human being to be God, it isn't that they remember the soul that is in that body. No, a soul is in each of them, the one who remembers and the one whom he remembers. They say that God is omnipresent. However, you cannot call God a sinful soul. In fact, when they say the Supreme Soul, their intellects go to the incorporeal one. Incorporeal souls remember the incorporeal father. That is called being soul conscious. Those who remember a corporeal body are element, that is evil spirit conscious. Evil spirits remember evil spirits because they consider themselves to be bodies of the five elements instead of considering themselves to be souls. Their names are also given to bodies. They consider themselves to be spirits, that is human beings of the five elements, and they remember the bodies of others. They are not soul conscious. If they were to consider themselves to be incorporeal souls, they would remember incorporeal God. The relationship of all souls is first of all with God. Souls remember God when they are in sorrow. they have a relationship with Him. He liberates souls from all sorrow. He is also called the flame. It is not a question of a light, etc. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. When people call Him a flame, they think that He is light. The Father Himself has explained, I am the Supreme Soul and I am called Shiva. Shiva is also called Rudra. That incorporeal one has many names. No one else has as many names. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar have one name each. All bodily beings just have one name. The one God has been given many names. His praise is limitless. Human beings have one fixed name. You have now died alive, and so you are given another name so that you forget everything of the past. You die alive in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and so this is the birth in which you have died alive. Therefore, you surely take birth to the Mother and Father. The Father sits here and explains these deep things to you. The world doesn't know Shiva. They know Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. They even speak of the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. They have just heard that establishment takes place through Brahma, but they don't know how. He is the creator, and so He would definitely create a new religion and a new world. Only through Brahma would He create the Brahmin clan. You Brahmins remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and not Brahma, because you belong to Him through Brahma. Body-conscious Brahmins outside would not call themselves children of Brahma, the grandchildren of Shiva. They even celebrate the birthday of Shiv Baba, but because of not knowing Him, they don't value Him. They go to His temple and understand that He is not Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, or Lakshmi and Narayan. He is definitely the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. All actors have their own parts. Even when they take rebirth, they are given their own names. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the only one who doesn't have a corporeal name or form. However, people with foolish intellects don't understand this. Since there is the memorial of God, He must surely have come and created heaven. Otherwise, who would create heaven? He has come and once again created the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. This is called a sacrificial fire because you have to sacrifice yourselves here. Many people create sacrificial fires. All of those are physical sacrificial fires of the path of devotion. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and creates a sacrificial fire Himself. He teaches you children. When a sacrificial fire is created, those Brahmins relate the scriptures and religious stories, etc. The Father is knowledgeful. That Gita, Bhagavad, and all the scriptures, etc. belong to the path of devotion. Material sacrificial fires belong to the path of devotion. This is the time of the path of devotion. When the end of the Iron Age comes, devotion too can come to an end. Only then does God come and meet you, because He is the one who gives you the fruit of your devotion. He is called the Sun of Knowledge. There are the Sun of Knowledge, the Moon of Knowledge, and the Lucky Stars. Acha, the Father is the Sun of Knowledge. Then there has to be the Mother, the Moon of Knowledge. So, the body he entered is the mother, the moon of knowledge. All the rest are the children, the lucky stars. According to this calculation, Jagadamba is a lucky star because you are children. Among stars, some are brighter. It is the same here, number-wise. Those are the physical sun, moon, and stars of the sky, whereas these are aspects of knowledge. Similarly, those are rivers of water, whereas these are rivers of knowledge that have emerged from the ocean of knowledge. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva. And so, that father of the whole world definitely comes. He must definitely come and create heaven. The father comes to establish the original eternal deity religion that has disappeared. The government doesn't believe in religion. They say that they don't have a religion. They are right. The father also says that the original eternal deity religion of Bharat has disappeared. Religion is might. The people of Bharat were very happy when they were in the deity religion. There was the world almighty authority kingdom when the most elevated beings ruled the kingdom. Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan are called the most elevated beings. There are the highest and the lowest, number-wise. There are the most elevated beings, the highest beings, the middle, and the lowest human beings. Those who first of all become the most elevated beings, then become the middle, and then the lowest. Therefore, Lakshmi and Narayan are the most elevated. They are the most elevated of all human beings. Then, when they come down, they change from deities into warriors, from warriors into merchants, then into Shudras and the lowest ones. Sita and Rama cannot be called the most elevated beings. The king and queen of all kings, the most elevated Satupradhan beings, are Lakshmi and Narayan. You have all of these things in your intellects. How does this world cycle turn? First of all, they are the highest, and then they become those of the middle, and then the lowest. At this time, the whole world is Tamopradhan. The father whose birthday you now celebrate explains this. You can tell people that 5,000 years ago, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, came here. Otherwise, why would they celebrate the birthday of Shiva? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, would definitely bring a gift for the children, and he would definitely carry out the most elevated task. He makes the whole of the Tamopradhan world Satopradhan and constantly happy. To the extent that he is elevated, accordingly, there is also just as great a memorial to him. They looted that temple. People attack others for wealth. People even came from abroad because of the wealth here. Even at that time, there was a lot of wealth. However, Maya, Ravan, made Bharat worth a shell, and the father has now come to make it worth a diamond. No one knows such a Shiv Baba. They say that he is omnipresent. It is a mistake to say this. The Satguru who takes our boat across is just the one, whereas there are many who make you drown. All are drowning in the ocean of poison, and this is why they say, take us from this tasteless ocean of poison across to the other side where there is the ocean of milk. It is remembered that Vishnu used to live in an ocean of milk. Heaven is called an ocean of milk where Lakshmi and Narayan rule. It isn't that Vishnu rests there in an ocean of milk. Those people create a big lake and place Vishnu in the middle of it. They make a very big image of Vishnu. Lakshmi and Narayan are not that big. At the most, they would perhaps be 6 feet tall. They also make big statues of the Pandavas. They create big effigies of Ravan too. Their names are important, and so they create big images of them. Although Baba's name is the most elevated, a small image is made of him. They have given him such a big form in order to explain. The father says, "I do not have such a big form. Just as souls are tiny, in the same way, I, the Supreme Soul, am also like a star." He is called the Supreme Soul. He is the most elevated of all. He has all the knowledge contained in him. His praise is sung. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is a living soul. However, he can only speak knowledge when he takes organs. Just as a child is unable to speak with his little organs, but when he grows older and he sees the scriptures, etc., he remembers the sanskars of the past. So the father sits here and explains to you children, "I have come after 5,000 years to teach you that same Raja Yoga. Krishna didn't teach Raja Yoga. They just experienced their reward. They were in the Sun Dynasty for 8 births, the Moon Dynasty for 12 births, and then they were in the Merchant and Shudra Dynasties for 63 births. This is the last birth of everyone. The Krishna soul is listening to this, and you are also listening to it. This is the clan of Brahmins of the confluence age. Then, from Brahmins, you will go and become deities. The one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes the 3 religions. The Brahmin religion, the Sun Dynasty deity religion, and the Moon Dynasty warrior religion. Therefore, the scripture of all 3 should be just one. There aren't different scriptures. Brahma, the greatest one, is the father of all, Prajapita. There is no scripture of his. God speaks. He is only mentioned in the Gita. It is not said, God Brahma speaks. It is God Shiva who speaks through Brahma and converts Shudras into Brahmins. It is Brahmins who become deities, and those who fail become warriors. They are reduced by 2 degrees. He explains everything so clearly. The highest on high is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Then there are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. They too cannot be called the most elevated beings. Those who become the most elevated beings then become the lowest too. Out of all human beings, Lakshmi and Narayan are the most elevated, and there is a temple to them. However, no one knows their praise. People simply continue as worshippers to worship them. From worshippers, you are now becoming worthy of worship. Maya makes you into worshippers again. The drama is created in this way. When the play comes to an end, I have to come and expansion automatically stops. You children then have to come and repeat your own parts. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, himself sits here and explains to you. People celebrate his birthday on the path of devotion. They continue to celebrate it. In heaven, they do not celebrate anyone's birthday. They don't even celebrate the birthday of Krishna or Rama. They themselves will exist there in a practical form. Here, they have been and gone, and this is why people celebrate it. They would not celebrate the birthday of Krishna every year there. They are always in happiness there, and so why would they celebrate a birthday? Children would be named by their parents. There are no gurus there. In fact, those things have no connection with knowledge or yoga. However, if you want to ask what systems exist there, Baba would say to you, whatever systems are there, they will continue. You do not need to ask about them. First of all, make effort to claim your status. Become worthy and then ask. There must be one system or another in the drama. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Papdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Consider yourself to be an incorporeal soul and remember the incorporeal father, not any bodily beings. Die alive and remove the old things of the past from your intellect. 2. You have to surrender yourself completely in the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra that the father has created. Do the service of converting Shudras to the Brahman religion. Blessing, may you be a world benefactor who carries our every task accurately with the proper daily set timetable and in the Father's company. Important people in the world have their daily timetable set. A task is accurate when it is set properly according to the daily timetable. By having a proper setting, you save time and energy and one person can carry out 10 tasks. You world benefactors are responsible souls. In order to achieve success in every task, set your timetable and remain constantly combined with the Father. When the Father with 1,000 arms is with you, then instead of one task, you can carry out 1,000 tasks accurately. Slogan, to have pure thoughts for all souls is to be an embodiment of blessings. Acha, Om Shanti.